calling me out across the oil fields, over the desert and the gas leaking up from the ground. I turn the dial and I strain to find direction, searching for that almighty sound.
Welcome back to an all-new exciting broadcast of Wasteland Radio. I'm your host, Charlie C. We've got a very special show lined up, some very interesting guests that you may or may not know from around the around the Wasteland. But first off, let's get right into the weather. We're going to check the weather out, and we'll be right back. Wasteland Radio.
Wasteland Radio weather, brought to you by Jill's General Store. Low prices, great service.
Hang on tight to fresh water supplies, folks. You may need to kill for them in coming weeks. We're looking at a dry spell in the region as weather remains calm and clear, and sadly, unwilling to precipitate. Temperatures are expected to heat up as well, so expect a generally scorched way of life for the time being. You know, it really is weather reports like these that make me long for my own time before the apocalypse with sunscreen, a cold beer, and the beautiful Miss Texas 2063. Anyway, I'm Peter Von Jensen with weather right here on the only station, Wasteland Radio.
Now, I'm here with my first guest, and this guy came in, and you know what? He might be the oldest man in town. We've had Franklin James ordinarily would be the oldest man in town, but old man of the old hermit Leibovitz, he's here, and you may have heard stories about him. You know, if you don't brush your teeth, old man Leibovitz will come and get you. And there's a lot of sort of legends and mysteries about him. He's come in out of the wasteland. He usually lives in a sort of a cave, or at least that's what I'm told. But he's here, and he's looking for a woman, looking for a wife. Now, I got to tell you, in all transparency, this is a sponsored broadcast. He paid me in two goats, and he wants to find himself a wife. So, old man Leibovitz, old hermit Leibovitz, would you like to say hi to the ladies out there?
He says good afternoon to everyone. He's very happy to be here, and he's looking forward to meeting some babes.
And, of course, that's his translator, Iglesias. Now, Iglesias...
Yes.
How long have you sort of assisted with old man Leibovitz, hermit Leibovitz? How long have you sort of been together?
Oh, my goodness sakes. It's very hard to remember back that far. We met once on the beach. I remember it was a beach. It was water. And he was very excitable like that. At the time, he was having trouble
He's
breathing.
He's lively.
He was lively. He was drowning is what he was doing. And I was working at that point, and I saved him, and it was a beautiful thing. Now, he wasn't left with an awful lot of speech ability, if you know what I mean.
Of course.
And it's very...
You can understand. You have a close relationship. You can understand. And he's paid me now two goats, and we're going to find him a wife. So without any further ado, let's sort of play kind of a dating game. We're going to find you a woman. Now, first question.
OML, slow down. I'm trying to translate.
What is he saying? Can you understand what
he's... someone with a nice sense of humor would be good. Who can cook, who knows how to read a recipe book, if she can find one. Really? This is a family book.
The gestures, I don't think we could say that on the air. Let's just
All right, hold, boys.
All right.
He would like somebody, we'll say, reasonably physically fit.
All right.
Okay. Are extremely physically fit.
Now,
can make contortions like you've never seen before.
All right. Now, kids, listen to
the
this.
The human pretzel woman. We got it. We got it. Enough.
Yeah. All right. Okay. All right. Now,
move on.
Leibovitz. What do you do in your spare time? And what are you sort of looking? I know you want a woman that can share your interests. Do you have interests? What do you do in your free time? Because I know you got a lot of it.
Jenga.
What's Jenga?
It found an old Jenga kit. It's a bunch of blocks and all that. You'd stack them up and you try to move them around.
So you play with blocks?
Yeah.
Nice. Essentially. All right. Any ladies out there, you like to play with blocks. Carla Leibovitz is your main. Now, do you like a woman who can cook? What are your favorite meals? What would you like her to know how to do around the... around the cave, or home, or whatever you like.
A nice squirrel stew.
Squirrel stew. Because now that's a popular dish. I'm sure.
Make some little crunchy cockroach, little toppings.
Brother!
Whoa!
Oh, dear Lord!
Flint!
I found you!
Flint!
Although I knew where to find you.
Leibovitz, this is my brother, Flint. Oh, where have you been?
I've been...
Folks, if you're listening right now, my brother just walked in. I haven't seen you in 5 years.
Oh, let me give you a hug. Oh, dear God.
I mean, are
no
you here?
Smell.
Listen, I'm happy to see you, but I know about your past. I know you've been... I heard you were running with the...
I know. Listen,
the Diablos.
Charlie, first thing you got to know is I'm not running those circles anymore. I'm clean. I made a 120. Complete turnaround.
Oh, come on. I mean, you said that so many times, I don't believe it. I mean,
look, I'm serious this time. I'm here to prove it to you. That's why I came all the way down to your radio station to do this.
I don't believe it.
Look,
I don't.
You got to believe me.
Listen,
and there's a reason.
I'm happy to see you. It's been so long, but if you're still running with the Diablos, I heard last time from the traders, they told me, "Oh, I've seen your brother. He's running with the Diablos."
I'm not. I'm here to tell you and your audience that I've turned over a new branch. Uh-huh. I'm serious this time.
Why should I believe
look,
you?
Because something happened. Something happened back home. Lord, it's hard for me to tell you this. Listen, you want to hear why?
All right, yeah, what's wrong?
Mama's gone.
Oh, come on.
She's gone. And I don't mean gone like she left. She's gone. She left the earth. She's history.
Left the,
oh, God,
mortal.
She's a corpse. She's bloated.
I
dead,
told her to leave that
decomposed.
City. The radiation.
The radiation
it got her,
sickness.
Didn't it?
It was there for weeks, and I was sitting there watching her just wasting away, just chucking food at her because I couldn't come close because she was limb falling off, vomiting, diarrhea everywhere. It was awful.
All right.
I could
stand
the smell. Oh, God, it was disgusting. Anyway, she said something to help me turn over a new, branch. Yes, thank you. She said, Flint, after she vomited again. And then she said, I want you to do me right. When I die, I want you to turn over a new branch. And I want you to go and live the life that you was meant to live. Your own life, not
she
someone else's life.
She always wanted you to be a good man. She wanted you to.
She wanted me to be
straight.
A good man, even though she wanted a girl. I was a man. I still am a man, but she wants
listen,
me to be a real
listen,
man.
If that was her, if that was her dying words, I've got to. If you'll stay here,
please.
And we can help you get a job.
Charlie, I'm serious. I'm serious.
Flint! Where have you been?
How did you guys
find me? We know where you've been.
Wait.
We know.
No.
Two bad-looking individuals just
Mackerel.
Came into the studio.
This is,
who are you? Who are these guys? Funk, they seem to know you.
This is El Diablo.
Hola.
And this is...
we don't know his name.
No importante. It's no importante.
We don't know his
name. It don't matter
the
name.
I used to run with them
you
in
used
the wrong
to?
Squares.
Oh,
justo. That's a funny twist of a phrase.
Charlie, you have to understand, I don't run with them anymore in their squares.
Thank you for having me on the show, well, Charlie.
Talk about squaring. Why don't you square it with us with
yeah,
what you
why
took?
Why don't you square it with
I
us?
Square took what?
You know what you took because you took
explain.
It.
Let me explain for your listeners.
Tell him, baby. Tell
him. Me llamo El Diablo. This is my associate... Well, we don't know
it's
his
no
name,
importante.
But,
tell him.
You owe us some money.
A lot.
What are you talking about?
Jewel, it's a lot of money.
Last time we saw you, we were doing a certain, we were holding up a certain banco.
Yeah, we were.
The money was taken. We saw that in their papers.
I don't have the money. How much money?
Well, where'd you put it then? We were there. We were all there.
Listen.
The money was there. Jew were there.
Listen.
All of a sudden, the money gone. You gone.
Jew wasn't there.
No one for Townsend's got a point.
Oh,
listen.
I know. I tried to work on that, but I'm telling you, the money was gone. You were gone. Where'd you go?
I was gone, but without the money.
Why would you go without the money? What are you, some kind of stupid?
You guys are lying fact sack of... You
Liz,
know what?
Liz.
Hello.
Oh, hey.
Who?
Liz.
Oh, see? That's not good. No name calling.
We're going to be very nice to you, Flint. We'll make you a deal.
We're going to be nice?
We'll make you... Let's explain this deal to the listeners.
Okay.
Here's
this.
Your deal.
You meet us right outside of this here radio station on Main Street. Okay. High noon. You either bring us...
High noon?
You either bring us our money... Or you bring yourself a gun, and we're going to have ourselves a little
Unless you
dance.
Want to give us that money right now.
You
that would save a lot of time and trouble,
really.
You
guys really. Have left me no choice.
We'll
it's hot out there, man. I don't want to be out in the middle of the street.
Give
you know, burn your skull cap off.
You left me no choice.
I beg your pardon?
You left me no choice.
Listen. You making fun of the way I talk?
No.
All right. One more. Listen, we're out of here.
You know what?
He's half gone already. He's been wandering in the desert for a long time.
All right. Let's go no in for a
I will meet you at High Noon. Get the heck out of here.
Adios. What are you going
to
do? You're not going
to
meet them out there.
You've
got to get out of town.
I have to meet them. I don't have any bloody money.
Listen.
Or non-bloody money, for that matter.
I mean, you got to run, but they're going to hunt you down. They've tracked you this far.
I'm prepared. I have reaped what I've sowed, and I have to face the consequences of my actions.
All right, folks.
And listen,
I'm going to talk to the sheriff.
Diablo,
I don't know if you can even have a shootout on Main Street. This is a civilized town. Listen, we're going
to
take a music break. We'll be right back while I sort this out. Lou Juniata, the Plainsman. You're listening to Wasteland Radio. We'll be right back.
Juniata. Wild Robin Indian maid. Right out of Rada. Sweep the waters of the blue Juniata. Swift as an antelope through the forest going. Loose were jetty locks and wavy tresslets flowing. Gay was the mountain song of bright Alvarada. Where sweep the waters of the blue Juniata. Strong and true my arrows are in my painted quiver. Swift goes my light canoe down the rapid river. Bold is my warrior lad, sang Alvarada. Proud waves his snowy plumes along the Juniata. Soft and low he speaks to me, then his war cry sounding. Rings his voice in thunder loud from height to height resounding. Juniata. So sang the Indian maid, bright Alvarada. Where sleep the waters of the blue Juniata. Fleeting years have borne away the voice of Alvarada. Still sweep the waters of the blue Juniata. Wild roving Indian maid, bright Alvarada. Where sweep the waters of the blue Juniata.
Are you fed up with warlord blood oaths that aren't returning on your investment?
Uh-huh.
Are you sick of slave sales that leave you feeling like the loser?
Yeah.
Are you tired of raiding parties that just don't seem to go anywhere?
Heck yeah.
Well, take it from me, you're not alone. Hi, I'm Marty Sabisky, and I've worked with dozens of chieftains, slaver CEOs, village elders, and private investors for the past 20 years, getting them their hard-earned due from slave raids, harvests, caravan deals, and much, much more. And now I can help you, too. Remember the great Houston slaughter of 2110? That was me and my investors, and we made a killing off the bloodshed. Fight for your resources today, because believe you me, you could be dead tomorrow. See your slave sales skyrocket. Witness your plunders turn an unbelievable profit. Leave the hordes in the dust and visit me, Marty Sabinski, high-risk investor at the intersection of Main and the K Road in New Amarillo. Come down today!
Heck yeah!
Welcome back, folks. Listen, I got some terrible news. I mean, my mother passed away. I can't say it was unexpected, but it's still kind of. But the show must must go on, and I've got with me right now two fellas going to be entertaining the Amarillians at Kilroy's this Saturday night.
There we sure are.
The Dos Amigos. Would you mind introducing yourself, fellas?
Well, I'm Melvin.
Kelvin here.
And, you know, it's a funny story about our name. We had another brother, and there were three of us, but we were still called the Dos Amigos.
Well, we turn his mic off a lot. He liked to be part of the group, but he wasn't very good.
He wasn't good.
No, he dressed kind of funny.
Then. Whatever happened to him?
Well, we can't really talk about that. It happened during
We left him behind.
We won't talk about
it. He was in a locked car in a parking lot. Got very hot.
These guys, I mean, you see what I mean. These guys are hilarious, always cracking wise, making jokes.
I could do that, too.
Would you be able to give us sort of a sample of your act?
Well, it's very special. We've been honing this one. It morphs different times. Right now we're working on juggling, especially a tube act.
Well, it's a little bit of a tube act.
I've never heard of it.
Here we go. Could we have a dwarf?
Yeah, do we have any dwarf?
A dwarf, please.
Well, we just so happen to have one.
I was hoping.
Spigor.
Oh.
He's our intern.
That's good. I'll get the dwarf butter.
What you like?
Okay.
Do you need a coffee?
You stand still there, little fellow, while I grease up here.
Charlie, what is he doing? Why is he touching me?
What we first have to do is use all of the appropriate dwarf butter.
Oh, don't touch me.
And then we're going to just slide him into this little tube.
It's a lot
just
like
hold
this.
On, just hold
oh,
on.
It's like,
help
like
me,
human toothpaste.
We're going to count to three.
Oh, we could go that high if you
fun.
Want.
What are you going to blow him out of that little can?
Oh, you have no idea. Everybody hold on to something.
Do the honors.
Stand back. Sure. I'll crease it up from the bottom.
Okay,
and one, two,
three.
Usually it works. There it goes. Little delay. That's really not good at all. That's going to linger.
Well, I didn't think you could blow him out of the.
I feel
bad
for the people next to him.
Yeah, all right. Go wash up.
Bring a hose.
That was fantastic. That was so not you'll good. Be blowing things out of cannons. You'll be juggling. What else does your act say? Where do you get this kind of vaudevillian crazy kind of thing?
It's a gift. Yep. It's a gift. Yeah. We pick up things on the road.
We bounce things off each other, literally bounce things off each
other. Well, the things
other.
We pick
you
up on the road sometimes.
Sometimes
it's ill-advised, though. They get hard.
You just hit the person like this, and then you come up with an idea just
like
that.
Well, when you do that, people tend to laugh.
Yeah, so you do it again.
You can't do it a lot, though. That's why we keep it a short set.
Yes, right. The set is very
now,
short.
Now, you also do some sort of back and forth, some kind of a banter that's kind of funny. Could you kind of, I don't mean to put you on the spot, but could you do a kind of funny routine?
Sure.
For
I say, hello, Melvin.
And I say, hello, Kelvin.
People really like that a lot.
Because you have different, it's all
well,
the same game.
It's like we don't know each other, but we're brothers.
It automatically
you
just
look
puts everybody
old.
At ease.
It is
yeah.
pretty funny. Because you look like twins. But you have a first letter that's different in front of your name. That's what makes it funny.
Our
kids probably love
it. We actually didn't have a name until we got older, and Mom allowed us to name ourselves.
Well, and we're professionals, so we don't advise other people to do this. It's pretty much, you know, our thing.
I guess we kind of have to put that warning out there.
Yes.
Yeah. It wouldn't be funny, then, if everybody called themselves Melvin and Kelvin.
No.
Very don't name yourself Melvin and Kelvin.
No, very unoriginal, really.
You'd never do that.
True. Then you get sued.
Yeah, that's true.
That's true.
Our set, we're playing at, what's the name of that place in
Kilroy's,
your town?
Kilroy's, right? Saturday. When does it start? When should
7.
So 7, if you don't have a clock, that's around dusk. So come out of the mountains, out of your hole in the ground.
And get ready for a rollicking good time, because we're going to go all the way till
7:04. Four.
That's right.
Wow.
So
a four-minute ad.
It's a false. You don't want to wear out your welcome. We found usually in our research that much after four minutes, people leave.
Plus, you get absolutely exhausted.
Let me tell you. Well, you're running most of the time.
And well,
crowd's so disappointed.
I won't say anything, but if the audience is really good, we may have something else in store.
We'll what? All right. Well, we'll leave it at that. We'll leave it at that. Okay. The Dos Amigos.
Yes.
Kelvin and Melvin.
No, Melvin.
I would be Kelvin.
Well, listen, make folks. Sure we're going to get into a music break right now, but first, very special
like
Dr. Scott's. They've got a guest, and they've got a great letter. They really helped this man out a great deal. Dr. Slots, and we're going to take a music break. Don't fence me in. Roy Rogers, and we'll be right back. You're listening to Wasteland Radio. We'll be right back. I'm Dr. Oki.
And I'm Dr. Tazcan.
And this is Doctor's Thoughts. Now, today, Dr. Tazcan, we have a very special guest. My cousin is in the building, is in the studio, is Dr. Hummel. Oh. Would you please introduce yourself, Dr. Hummel?
Well, you just did.
Oh, I guess I did, didn't I?
I thank you for calling me special, though. My mama used to call me that all the time.
He certainly is special. When I was a child, I would always ask Dr. Hummel for his advice. Now, he wasn't a doctor in those days, but I'd say, you know, Cousin Hummel,
yeah.
What should I do about this or that or the other thing?
He had those boil problems. He had to, like, you know.
Dipping himself in the cooking water.
Excuse me, we're on the radio, okay, folks. I'm sorry, hey, right. But anyway, so Dr. Hummel, Cousin Hummel, we got a very special. We got another listener letter from a listener written in scrawled.
I get to read it.
It almost looks like it's scribbled.
Illegible.
Yeah. Can you
like
make
you
that
know.
Out? Can you make that out? Go ahead and read the letter.
It's some kind of horrible scrawling here, but I'm going to do my best.
Give it a try.
It appears to... it is addressed to y'all. It's Dear Doctors Oki and Tazcan.
That's us.
I am writing this letter from beneath a large boulder in hopes that my faithful dog, Houdini, will see it safely into your hands.
He's not a quick reader.
So far, so good. I am a somewhat solitary man since the accident about a week or so ago.
What was it?
You see, the days tend to melt into one another like so many sun blisters on the skin.
So discreet.
And when the night comes, I am alone. I am a faithful listener, and luckily my radio was nearby when fate began to spiral, quite literally, he writes, downward on top of me. Finally, my question is as follows. Would you be so kind as to come and assist me in prying this boulder off of me? You see, I was catching frogs just south of the ADL Outpost 4 on the Red River when I slipped and fell and the large slab of compact matter come down upon my legs. The Amarillo Defense League scouts come down the shore and laugh at me in a while, but they refuse to help. Well, the laughing should have tipped them off. They weren't about to bust their butts.
No, they're heartless fellas sometimes.
Well, he ain't thinking clearly anyway.
Rough,
he's under a boulder. I mean, literally, I'm sinking deeper and deeper into the sand with every second. Please send help or provide some piece of advice that will allow me to get free from this crushing red boulder, your faithful, partially squished listener, Edward Burrow. Kind of funny on that name, ain't it?
Wow. You know, you don't get letters like that all the time.
Man. No, especially under boulders.
He's stuck under a boulder. Well, first of all, he wants us,
He put a fair amount of thought into it. I think we ought to help him.
For an injured individual. Well, listen, I don't leave Amarillo. That's just a safety. That's just a basic thing to do.
You hang in, Edward. Help is coming. They're thinking on it.
I don't know where we're supposed to start. But
you know what he needs? He needs to just believe in himself. Believe in yourself, and you can move that boulder.
Well, it sounds like he's caught between a rock and a hard place.
That's good.
It's good, but it's not.
Literally stuck between.
Now, how much of it, though? How much of it is literally on him? That's what we do not know
here. That's
what
we don't know. That's his fault. That's his fault. He hasn't told us that, so it's not upon us to go and rescue
him. He certainly wasn't at a loss for words, but the important word would have been, are my legs under the boulder?
Is
my down backside under the boulder?
I've seen many boulders.
What's under the boulder?
I've seen many boulders in my life, and I can pick up most of them and move them off my legs at least. How is he going to... This is Dr. Soth. How is he going to move this boulder off his legs? Dr. Tascam, do you have any advice for this man?
The first thing you have to do before you even consider moving it is you have to get in that place.
Mindset.
Where you're not, like, hopeless.
I read that in the book, mindset.
Where you're not, like, thinking about, I've got to cut my leg off to get out of here.
He's sounding a mite discouraged.
He sounds discouraged, but look, he had Houdini, so he's got to think, well, at least I have my dog, my radio, and something to ride with.
Exactly.
So look, he's already being taken care of, so Dr. Holman, you're going to say...
Don't you think, though, that if that dog gets hungry enough, I'm just saying now, he might be able to help him out some?
That's a good point. All right, now. What's our final thoughts on this?
How long does a dog remain faithful when the owner is not able to get some food?
When does hunger take over is what you're saying.
I'm figuring he might be able to help him eat his way out of this, what I'm thinking.
All right. What's our final thoughts on this?
Well, final thoughts is...
dig deep, literally, figuratively.
The phrase blue and tattooed is coming to mind is what it is.
Believe
here.
In yourself, Douglas, or what's his name, Edward? Believe in yourself.
Well, Edward Burrow.
Believe in what you can do. And
but from the chew marks on this, we figure he probably wrote it maybe by, could have been six, 8 months ago.
You know if he's alive.
That's a good point.
This could have been written a long time ago.
Well, that's a good point.
You can take all these things into consideration. Last case scenario, just scream for your bloody life.
Scream for your life. Listen, that's our thoughts. I'm Dr. Rokey.
I'm Dr. Tascam.
Dr. Hummel here.
And that was Doctor's Thoughts.
While Cap Kelly, looking mighty pale, was standing by the sheriff's side. And when that sheriff said, I'm sending you to jail, Wildcat raised his head and cried, oh, give me land, lots of land under starry skies above. Don't fence me in, let me ride through the wide open country that I love. Don't fence me in, let me be by myself in the evening breeze. Listen to the murmur of the cottonwood trees. Send me off forever, but I ask you please, fence me in, just turn me loose. Let me straddle my old saddle underneath the western skies. On my cayuse, let me wander over yonder till I see the mountains rise. I want to ride to the ridge where the west commences and gaze at the moon until I lose my senses. I can't look at hobbles and I can't stand fences. Don't fence me in. Let me ride through the wide country that I love. Don't fence me in. Let me be by myself in the evening breeze. Listen to the murmur of the cottonwood trees. Send me off forever, but I ask you please, don't fence me in. Just turn me loose. Let me straddle my old saddle underneath the western skies. On my cayuse, let me wander over yonder till I see the mountains rise. I want to ride to the ridge where the west commences and gaze at the moon until I lose my senses. I can't look at hobbles and I can't stand fences. Don't fence me in.
Folks, welcome back to Wasteland Radio. It is officially, it's high noon right now, nearly. And we're here on Main Street. As you can hear in the background, all of Amarillo is here. Everyone from New Amarillo. You've got some of the weirdos from Old Amarillo. And we're just waiting for this to go down. Now, Sheriff Jebediah is here.
Yeah, Charlie, go ahead.
Legally, I'm not sure if this can legally, is there legal grounds for a showdown on Main Street? Can that take place?
Oh, here's
There's going to be a showdown, Charlie. It's going to be a good old showdown.
Now, how are you going to respond to this? Are you going to let these men shoot each other?
We are fully prepared to extend the full arm of the law on any other body part that we need to. I've got my bullet ready, and there's going to be a heck of a showdown. I just know I'm going to get to shoot somebody.
So you're just excited to shoot someone.
Oh, I gotta tell you, I've been looking forward to this for some time. One of these boys are going to face off, they're going to shoot, but whoever's left standing all that, I get to shoot them.
That's slightly troubling. Now, I look down on Main Street, I look down both ways. We've got Jill's General Store over there, we've got Kilroy's, and we look the other way, we've got Von Jensen's ship. I don't know where he is today, but we really line the streets. Everyone in Amarillo is here, and... Who do we have here now? We've got a family man.
My name is Bob.
Oh, here, come closer to the mic, Bob.
My name is Bob.
And you brought your kids today.
Can we get closer? I want to get in the crowd.
And my son, Bobby.
We're so far back, I can't see. I want to see him get shot. I want to see him get shot.
But we're here.
He wants to see him get shot.
Okay, yeah. I brought them here because I want them to see
so
violence.
Okay.
First hand.
He's gonna shoot him. He's gonna shoot him in the butt, isn't he, Daddy? He's gonna shoot him in the butt.
Hopefully, other places, son. Huh. Hopefully, other places.
Now you let him talk like that?
Well, only in front of me. That's the rule. Otherwise, he can. But he can say.
We've seen it before.
Other words.
We've seen it before. That's what happened, Uncle Ed.
Yeah. See, so
there's a shooting involving.
It's very open. Very open family, and we want to continue that.
All right. Well, thanks for talking to me, Bob.
Thank you, Charlie. Thank you very much.
Can we move friend now?
Well, folks, I mean, between you and me, I'm not really looking forward to this as much as everyone else. I've got a brother involved in this shootout to take place, and I'm a little concerned because I don't see him anywhere. It's. Really, it's about high noon, technically. He's not here. El Diablo isn't here, neither is Noah Importante. So I don't know where the subjects of the showdown are. Sheriff, have you seen these men? Do you know? Are your men keeping track of them?
We got my eyes peeled for them, and we'll know them when we see them. I know everybody here in town. Anybody shows up don't look like anybody here in town, that's him.
Good point.
I'll be ready to shoot him.
All right. Okay.
My bullet.
All right. Yeah, so we're just waiting. I mean, we're sitting and we're waiting here, and we've got another man here. What do you want to see? Are you here for anything in particular? You're here for the bloodshed as well?
I'm here because it's curious.
What was that? Sheriff, what was that?
Oh, my God.
Lord have mercy.
Sheriff,
look at the.
Sheriff!
Ain't never seen no bank airborne before.
There's an explosion! It's coming from the other
side
of town.
Fumes coming.
Folks, it's some kind of explosion on the other side of the town by the bank, which kind of concerns me.
That's going to be something else when it lands.
Sheriff, I'll meet you there. I got to go inside and get get my battery pack.
Charlie. Boys, get my bullet!
All right, folks. Now I'm coming down into the radio station. Now I've got to get this battery pack. We got to get down there and find out what was going on. Oh, wait a minute. Now, folks, it says there's a tape. There's a disc right here that's addressed to me. It says "For Charlie, love your brother." I mean, we're all hearing this for the first time. I'm going to put this in and I'm going to press play, and we're gonna hear what's on this tape. I'm a little concerned right now.
If you're listening to my voice, then no doubt you've heard explosion, gunshots, and perhaps you already know the truth about the robbery. I won't say I'm sorry for bringing you into it, because in truth I am proud of a plan that should play out perfectly for myself, El Diablo, and No Importante. I realize that you and your listeners were looking forward to today's showdown between my cohorts and I, but we'll have to let everyone down this time. No, there will be no showdown, and there was no bad blood between El Diablo, No Importante, and I. The plan was perfect. I had a brother, radio business Amarillo. Every shop owner, street urchin, wasteland weirdo turns in. I explained to the boys that if I could convince my brother I was a changed man, if we could convince everyone that I had made enemies that wanted to kill me at High Noon and Main Street, the whole damn town would show up to see the dying. Well, even now as I record this, spectators are beginning to line the street. Did you see some of them brought their kids to watch? Ugh, sick. New love for the innocent citizens, Marilla. So I won't feel guilty today when at noon, my friends and I rob the Amarillo Bank as the sheriff sits and waits across town for a fight that won't take place. Yes, that's the explosion you heard. We blew out the back wall of the bank. We'll be dragging the steel safe out of this flea-bit town behind our hoversocks. I couldn't have done it without you and that miracle of a radio station, brother. If we're lucky, even the bank guards heard El Diablo Importante, and me quarreled on the radio and decided to sneak over to watch a shootout. Oh, what I told you about Mother's true. All of it. She came down with the rages and sickness, like most everyone in ashes. She told me she's proud of you and that she's glad you made something respectable of yourself. She could have never said the same for me. Oh, I won't say goodbye, because we'll be seeing each other again. Happy trails, brother.
Well, folks, I guess the joke's on me and on you, of course. As you heard, there won't be any showdown today. You know, Flint was always a sort of a troubled kid. And as much trouble as he's caused, he's still my brother, you know. And I guess the main lesson for this what we've learned today is to forgive. But I made the mistake of forgetting. And listeners, I promise I won't make that mistake again, because in the wasteland, you really can't afford to make too many mistakes. You're listening to Wasteland Radio. I'm your host, Charlie C., and that's the show. We'll catch you next time.